Thank you, coordinator. And thank you for giving me the floor, and thanks for the excellent presentations. I've really enjoyed the cartoon as well. The UK would like to contribute to this discussion with a few comments. With regards to ID risk education methods, campaigns, and practices in our Global Mine Action Programme to countries, in order to raise awareness on the threat posed by IEDs, our partners use a mixture of direct methods, face-to-face activities, and indirect ones, such as social media, radio broadcasts, etc. Apart from risk education, GMAP2 also engages in land clearance work and capacity building of local implementing organizations and national authorities to take forward mine action effectively. And finally, looking at the effectiveness of these efforts, the international NGOs that GMAP partner with measure results, including through the use of beneficiary-focused discussions to establish if explosive ordnance risk education has led to knowledge retention and behavior change among at-risk groups. Aggregation of results from post-session surveys suggests that nearly all the people who attended risk education sessions came away better informed about the risks of mines and explosive remnants of war. International NGO survey data also found that risk education contributes to a positive change in behavior, with 74% of impacted communities surveyed reporting an increase in safe behavior. Thank you for your attention.